So nobody's here. I might. No, no. I feel okay. You're gonna experience me, you know, being like, oh, maybe I should play some more, but I'm actually gonna let it run to automation. So thank you all for tuning in. Again, I know I already said goodbye, but sometimes you're silly. Sometimes you're goofy, like me. Let me turn on Rivendell. Cool. It's on. Adios.
I've been laying all the groundwork, putting in the sweat equity. Tried to build a future, a future for you and me. Now some dude's talking a rug, like he's trying to sell a car, like some old school kind of a biker, selling a ticket to the stars. I know jive when I see it, and I'm looking at it now. Got enough bling and enough lightning string to stare around this town. I'm doing all the hard work. You're trying to get the profit. Then you stick your foot in the door. Keep it open with your tricks. Start a rumor hot for you. Sure, anything that'll light the wick. But you won't do the time, cause it ain't aligned with the way that you operate. You just sit back till the hard work's done and you find yourself an opening. So you can slide in and take the cake. Infertile, dear, too. And I whisper that.
Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
No. Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
For no one else but me. ship rolls like a wagon wheel. She likes muddy waters. She cooks a mean Mexican meal. I've got a Soho girl. She's been kissed by the sun. She drives a 67 Mustang. Sleeps with a gun.
Everything you do. Hey, hey, honey, I'm liking it. It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking
down.
We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Down the beach in the wind, flower dress and your wheels they spin. Riding back down the beach in the night, truly such a fine sight. Think of the way it used to be. Look out, fans and expensive seats. I ain't changed, don't think you did either. You and me, babe, we're believers. Chili, let's hang out.
Take out a little longer. Find some trouble tonight. You don't know what. Everybody wants to make a bad time good. Hey, it looks like some kind of medicine for me. Everybody wants to make a bad time good. Hey, it looks like a bear stole the honey from the bees. Hey, every day you send a dozen boxes home.
It's a local show, which means nobody will go, but we'll try to have a good time if we can. The guest list spots are taken, but please don't be mistaken. Three of them are goers and the last one didn't show. The lights will still come on even if no one else is there. The show must go on even if the ones that do don't care. For a band of your stature, I'm sure it's local shows you're not after, but I'd love to go sometime if it's not too late. There's no drink tickets tonight, but if you would like, we are lock the doors open at 8. Please be a professional and please don't turn up late. The sun guy is a junkie, but what did you expect? We pay him with free beer all night, so we'll treat him with respect.
Yo dude, what time you guys playing tonight? Oh really? That's kinda late. I gotta work tomorrow, man. So you guys play in a band, huh? Cool. You guys make a lot of money? guest list for tonight. Think I could get a discount on that LP? Yeah, I only got like $5.
Hey man, with your next local gig, need to see it now before you make it big. My wife heard you guys on the local radio. Sorry we didn't make it out. How was the gig? Did you rock the house? Heard you on the satellite. When's your next gig on a Friday night? We'll try to get a sitter and have a night out on the town. It's a local show, which means nobody will go. But we'll try to have a good time if we can.
That's cool. How long you been playing that git?
Hey guys,
for?
I like your original take on music, but you gotta, he's gotta play something he's that got people know.
When you guys are big and got famous, don't forget or something about us.
This place is forgotten, like dusty postcards, dirty as the wind. Than to know what's living in the corner of lost hearts. Street worn wanderers, backs against the breast. Hard living stumblers are walking fixed. Never really felt like you were ever safe inside. No, I can't comprehend, and I won't begin to know. See you in between the seasons. I hope you show. It's a trap.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
You give me reason to live. You give me reason to live. You give me reason to. Ow! Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.